lucky Sherry Elf.
Oh, hey, Yay. Sherry. Wow, thank you.
I love that woman so
much.
She's fantastic. We'd like actually talk about her in my house, like at home. We just love her to death.
I've got more questions for you after the show.
Oh, God. Love you both and would love to hear you sing Better Things,
all
but
right.
I'll take what I can get.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I'll take what I can get. And then she, and then she, go on.
Joshua from Seattle. Y'all are the best.
All right. Thank you,
all
Joshua.
All right. Rich, our own Rich Hazleton.
Hey, Rich. Feeling
Woo!
Better, I hope.
Thank you so much, Rich. Kate B. from Brooklyn says, the variety on your show is truly wonderful, Scott.
Thank you, Kate.
I'm always discovering something new on your show. Thank you, Kate, K-8.
Oh, Kate. Yo, I knew it was
yeah.
Kate. All right. Thank you, Kate.
All right. Christy M. from San Gabriel, California.
Thank you.
More for the bucket. Thanks.
Thank you, Christy.
We've got our evil overlord checking in, Ken.
All right.
Ken Friedman.
Thanks, boss. Thanks, Ken.
Mr. Fist in the Cheese Balls canister.
He couldn't help himself.
For Sue and Marina, my dog, and Scott, too.
Thank you. Thank
as
you,
well,
Ken.
Also. Thank you, Ken. We've got Stephen from Cumberland, Canada.
All right.
Checking in. Thank you. We've got our own, speaking of delicious, Matt Five Ash
hey.
Checking in. Scott, thanks for not replacing me with Flea. I'll be back next year if there is a next year.
Yeah, Matt can't be playing bass this year. He had some surgery, which
yes.
is rendering him out of commission to play the bass. But we got Jody Peyote.
Nice.
Joining the band for the first time. And DJ Bonce is going to take a couple of tracks on the bass as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And hopefully Matt will be back on these airwaves because I'm jonesing.
Absolutely.
For some
he's got
Weekly
to be.
World Blues or he's, whatever it comes
yep,
up
whatever
with.
He wants to do.
And let's see. Let's see. Third tip jar shot attempt occasioned by Norma Tenega, followed by Fawn Fables. Hope it lands in the jar. Hunter, you missed
All
that.
Right.
But
yeah,
you didn't miss
Hunter.
It, but you're... Thank you.
Yeah.
Andrew from Chicago. No better way to close out a Monday afternoon than with the majesty that is Scott Williams, 3 hours of freeform radio. I'm not only grabbing 1984 because I already snagged it in conjunction with an earlier donation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Our Kevin Nutt wrote, love Sue. Scott's t-shirt should say Mountain Dude. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Mitch from NetCon. Thank you so much. 50 years listening to WFMU have
nice.
Donated cassettes. Love your show, Scott.
Wow.
Thanks, Scott. You are full of wonders. Love to Sue from Chris in Burlington, Vermont.
Thank
we've
you.
We've got Nate from Sacramento. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate.
We've got Suzanne from Greenfield. We've got
Thank you, Suzanne.
We've got Steve. I just put it away.
Thank you, Steve.
We've.
Whoever you are.
Yes,
wherever
I know.
You are.
I know. We've got. Okay, let's see. I didn't read this. Suzanne calling in. Thank you so much from Greenfield, Mass.
Thank you.
And actually, I did these before. They were just in my hand. congratulations to Steve M. from Blairstown for winning the prolapse.
Hey, congratulations,
right.
Steve M. that was?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's Steve M.
Oh, that's Steve M.
Yes.
Oh, I know who that Steve M. is.
All right.
All you had to say was that one.
Oh, I didn't know at the time.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Stevie.
Woo, the calls right. keep coming.
And
800-989-9368.
We are
We have 4 minutes left, folks.
Very close
Get the
to...
pledge in for Scott
yeah.
right now, this moment, because we have to make room. We got a one-hour show afterwards, so we're not going over. We're going to wrap this up really quickly.
We are vacating promptly.
We've got a song to sing. We got all kinds of stuff.
We'd love to sing a song for you, but oh boy, we got a ways to go to do that. But do we you want to be the angel pledge? Now's the time to do it. You get Sue and I singing probably a Kinks tune. I think that's had the most votes so far. Better Things by the Kinks.
Yeah,
Here's
yeah.
Here's wishing you the bluest skies and the Trogs Our Love will still be there. That could happen too. Very soon we're going to be giving away the record we're hearing behind us right now. Unbelievable collection of two cassettes that the Sun City Girls put out in the 1980s. Collected on two LPs, Famous Asthma and Tibetan Jazz 666. 1-800-989-9368-666. 1-800-989-9368-666-666-666-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6 We don't have any more time to breathe, I suppose. We need to begin wrapping up, of course. We are going to be giving away the Sun City Girls very, very soon. I'm very happy to be hearing these last couple of little volley of phone calls.
We got Sheila B.
Sheila B.
All right.
Hey, all right, Sheila, thank you.
Cheers for have you heard her new song with her group? God.
I was at the...
It's so good.
I was at the launch show for
Ellen. Oh, my God. And, of course, Sheila's I wasn't invited. But never mind, Sheila. We'll talk about that later next time I see you.
Sheila, you're the best. See you at practice
tonight.
Cheers
for all you do for FMU. Love you, Scott. Hey, Sue.
Thank you, Sheila. Love all you, too. See you at practice tonight.
We got Michael B. from Woodbridge.
Hey.
Love the shoe.
Thank you, Michael.
Stephen B from Brooklyn. Scott, somehow you manage all the volunteers.
Yes.
This is a great kind of wrap, like last minute thing.
Okay.
Scott, you somehow manage all the volunteers, hoof and mouth, and put on an awesome show. Thanks for all you do.
Wow.
I mean,
thank
truer
you.
Words, Stephen B. Truer words.
Thank you, Stephen B.
We've got Phil R from Shohola, PA.
All right.
Nice. Thank
you
very
Shohola
much.
Shohola checking in. Thank you, sir.
All right. We've got Julia and Tom, from
Julia
Ridgewood.
And Tom. Oh.
Thank you guys, and thank you, Scott.
WFMU's Nana.
Yes, thank you, Scott, for all you do for FMU and your humble volunteers. They are voting for WKRP.
Okay. thank you, Tom and Julia.
And our own fantastic, fantabulous, unbelievable diva to the stars, diva on her own. Monica Lynch.
Oh, Mo Love. Woo! All right. Thank you, Monica. Miss your program terribly.
We
miss
her.
Fillings.
I mean, the vibe gets so great when she walks in through the door.
Absolutely. Thank you, Monica.
Monica says, Scott, Sue, love you both. Coming in on a wing and a prayer to support you guys.
Nice.
Thank you so much. And she's a huge supporter of WFMU as well. Very. And we love when smart people are involved with the station.
Yep.
Whether they're doing her show or doing fill-ins or just on the sidelines, we love it.
We love
it. You
know,
we can't do this all, you know, we can't leave big decisions to people in charge.
We love that Monica's with us.
We
thank
love
you
that
so
Monica's
much for
there, and she's a guiding light for sure.
We don't love that we have to make way for Mark Hurst and Tectonic right now, but it's that time. We got to give away that Sun City Girls. I'm going to do the legal ID, 1-800-989-9368 is the phone number to keep on calling throughout the marathon. This is WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Any final words?
Yes,
who's winning the thing?
Whiting from Seattle, thank you. And we're going to give away that Sun City Girls. We're going to give it to Michael in Woodbridge.
Congratulations, Michael. And thanks to everybody who pledged today. Love you, Sue. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Phone room.
Thank you, everybody in the phone room.
Kevin Nutt, Joe.
Meredith, Handy, Tim, Jesse.
All
right. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned.
Marina,
everybody. Yeah, right. Mark Hurst is next. Here comes Tectonic. WFMU Marathon continues. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Tectonic. My name is Mark Hurst. I'll be your host for the next hour here on WFMU, Freeform Station of the Nation. We are in the middle of our 2026 fundraising marathon, and we are hoping that you will show support for this great station by going online to WFMU.org and pledging online. You can also call us on the old-fashioned technology known as a telephone. You can call us at 1-800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-9368. But I'm not raising funds alone. I'm joined by the great, the awesome host of the Frau Show here at WFMU, Jesse Jarno. Welcome, Jesse.
Thank you, Mark. I am just delighted to be here, raging against the machines and their no good human operators.
That's right. And it takes two, right? It takes the infernal machines and some unethical humans to make the bad outcomes that we see every day.
That's true. A true village.
That's
right. A full spectrum village.
That's right.
From it takes good to your evil.
Yes, and counterbalancing that, and maybe I hope really pushing back and beginning to win the battle, are the folks on our side here at WFMU, freeform, independent, non-commercial, non-advertised radio, trying to bring you, the listeners, music and talk and who knows what else over the airwaves, over the internet waves. That make good use of technology and spread the good word about what is possible with human creativity. It's such a pleasure and privilege for me to be part of the WFMU community. And Jesse, you have been part of the station for a long time. How long have you been with FMU?
As a listener, spiritually, since, you know, maybe around the turn of the century. But
yeah, right.
But as an on-air person, only really, you know, 15, don't make me do math. I thought this was about, that's what the computers are for.
That's right.
Since 2008 is when I've been on the air since 2008.
Well, I think that's 18 years now.
Better at math than I am.
That is very impressive. And if anyone wants to hear the Frau Show, there are, I would say, about 18 years of archives at WFMU.org. That's F-R-O-W, Frau, Frau
yes.
Show, with a very distinctive theme song as well that
yes.
I've always appreciated. So, Jesse, we are raising funds for WFMU. Do we have anybody that we'd like to thank?
We got a whole stack of them here. Handy Haversack's to my right, taking a call right now.
Handy Haversack here in person. Wow.
In the flesh, not the comment section manifesting.
Not simply in spirit. Oh, wow, He's here in flesh, but that's great. Thank you for helping, Handy.
But yes, we do have some people to thank, some people who are immediately in the running for your prizes.
Oh, well, first let's say what's the first prize? It's the
great question.
This is a book called Birds Aren't Real. No, we're going to do that as the second prize. That'll be the prize we finish up with, Birds Aren't Real. We're going to start with the cybernetics book. This is a very entertaining book. Read off the title of that cybernetics book.
Success Cybernetics, Practical Applications of Human Cybernetics.
Yes.
Is that us?
Yeah, that's us. Practical Applications of Human Cybernetics. This book came out decades ago, as the title suggests, and I thought, this would be great to go to one lucky listener to learn the principles of cybernetics, which was one of the early buzzwords.
It's where cyber comes from.
That's where cyber comes from, right? After the ancient Greek, but yes, in modern usage, it comes out of cybernetics. And this is a funny, but it is a little dated in places, but it's like a self-help book encouraging people to use cybernetics to improve their lives.
Wait, so when was it published?
I think it was in the 60s.
Oh, this is like first wave cybernetics.
Yeah, and this is an original copy. So
this is Norbert Wiener era cybernetics.
That's
this is
exactly
pre-Stuart Brand cybernetics.
Yeah, pre-Stuart Brand. This is Norbert Wiener era cybernetics in the form of a self-help book. It's actually pretty hilarious. It's perfect for Tectonic. So pledges And donations of $20 or more will get you in the running for the drawing of this book, which we're going to do in about 20 minutes. Any pledges that came in starting at 6 p.m., starting at the beginning of the show.
We have a staff pledge here, not in for the prize, but we have a Daniel B. to thank.
Oh, thank you, Daniel B. Brother. My brother. Thank you.
Holding down my old slot on Monday nights.
That's 9 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah.
Daniel Blumen and his eponymous show, well worth listening to.
It's one
of my favorites.
A wonderful radio pastime. And we got Chris in Maplewood who says, fight the robot menace, Mark.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your support.
Those are the people who have pledged since the start of the show. We do have some other people to thank who pledged previously. If we want to get down into that.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Got Bruce in Mattawan.
Oh, thanks, Bruce.
Michaela in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, that's great. My old stomping grounds.
David,
thank you.
WFMU. Andrew in Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Thanks, Andrew.
David in London. That is the United Kingdom, London, of course.
I know who that is. That's David in London on the comment board, longtime
supporter. Says you are always an inspiration.
Oh, thank you,
David.
That's
very, very true. Sonia in Brooklyn.
Thanks.
Christopher in Bloomfield. We could do this for days. Do you have anything we can smash?
Hold on. Well, it's funny you bring that up, Jesse, because we should just say a word about my appearance on the Frau Show. You were nice enough to invite me onto the Frau Show. You don't usually have live in-studio guests.
Especially not doing what you did.
Yes, I was not there as a musical act, but I was there to help smash a...
Eviscerate, I think is the word we used.
Eviscerate, or attempt to eviscerate, an Amazon surveillance device, also known as an Alexa device. This was a surveillance puck that people, for some reason, pay money to bring Amazon surveillance into their homes, to put the surveillance puck on their kitchen counter or in somebody's bedroom. And, you know, there have been news articles over the years talking about how random third-party contractors get access to the recordings from the surveillance puck, because of course they do. I mean, should we be surprised that a surveillance puck is, in fact, conducting surveillance? It's like I bought a
they
hammer.
They called it a surveillance puck.
I bought a hammer, and you wouldn't believe the thing hammered something. Like, really? Are you that surprised that that's what your hammer did? But yes, they bought a surveillance puck, and they're being surveilled. Anyway, you brought a surveillance puck, an Amazon surveillance puck, into Studio A.
Donated. Donated surveillance puck.
Donated, and you brought in what was like a claw hammer, and we had some pretty good tools, but that thing was so tightly wound, it never blew apart. You know, we were just putting little gashes in it.
Yeah, no, I think ultimately just went in the trash, frankly, but yeah, it took a lot of doing even to get to that. And it was, but it felt good. It was feel good radio. I'll give it that. Even if we didn't succeed at actually destroying the sucker,
it was cathartic.
Yeah.
And that show is in your archives, which is available for free at WFMU.org.
And it sounded awesome smashing things on microphone. Always does.
Did you put some reverb behind that? I forgot.
Sometimes, but you know, it's. I mostly wanted to hear like the sounds at its natural sounds of pain.
That's right. You actually turned it on at some point, and it kept saying the same thing. Like,
please don't hurt me.
It's like slam, and it go, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Or it was some non. It was like a word salad. It kept saying again and again. It was cathartic. I'll put it that way.
Yes. So it's such a pleasure to be here after having you on my show. I mean, I'll throw this out. I think. This show is one of the things that makes WFMU so incredibly special. It's one thing to have a whole station full of freeform music programmers, you know, just, you know, you can tune and I say that with a slight bite of sarcasm in my voice, but don't read it like that. It's a bloody miracle to have a station of freeform music programmers, which is
yes indeed,
which is a big reason why we're here. But it's even more of a miracle to be able to find these things like Tectonic that slide perfectly in with the rest of the ethos of the station and the rest of the freeform attitude. But this is not a music show, but yet it completely embodies like the attitude of this place.
Well, thank you, Jesse. That's very kind of you to say. And given your long tenure here, I take that as a big compliment. So thank you. And that is, in fact, my aim is to provide shows for listeners, for the WFMU community, that fit the ethos of WFMU: freeform, independent, non-commercial. And certainly for Tectonic, I am trying my best to tell the truth about what is happening. And I try to always list my sources as well, so people can check up on me, you know, read the playlist and click through the links yourselves and make sure that I got the quote correct and I wasn't unfair to somebody. And I think, in a way, unfortunately, that what I was warning against when the show started in 2017 has come to pass. And so I think history has shown that I was trying to tell the truth, because it actually ended up coming true.
Was there a turning point for you? Could you have started the show in like 2006, 2007 and still say the same thing?
No.
Things were, Google was not doing evil yet at that point, or if they did, we didn't know about it.
We didn't know about it, or I wasn't fully aware of the signs. It was, you know, it was the proverbial frog in the hot water. I became gradually through the late, you know, 2009, 2010, 2011. I mean, 2009 is really when it shifted for real. And through the 2010s, it started getting worse and worse. And finally, it ended up turning into this show in 2017, when I felt like it was so obvious where things were and where things were headed on this horrible path, this trajectory down. And even then, in 2017, some people thought maybe I was doing a bit or a character, you know, like a Howard Beale, like, ah. But no. I mean, when I'm ranting and raving, it's like those are the moments when I can't think of any other reaction that I personally could have to these news stories that are so outrageous.
You're curating evil, or you're curating a response to evil.
A response.
And I mean, it's, you know, and it's not that your show is easy to do by any stretch of the imagination. You're doing a ton of research. You're posting these amazing, like, back reading links with every playlist. It's, you know, it's a resource, really. But it's like the amount of awfulness that's going on in tech world. Like we were talking just before we went on, just like, you know, how do you even keep it to an hour? You know, like the source material is just like, it's overflowing. It is bountiful.
You're right. You told me before we got on the air, how does this show fit into an hour? And I said, it doesn't. And I don't cover what's happening every week, most of it, because there's so much. I mean, I could do an hour, Jesse, every week, where all I do is read outrageous headline after outrageous headline without taking a breath for 1 hour. And people would just be like, oh, you know, but that doesn't make for very good radio.
Well, do you remember the Micro Machine guy?
Yes,
like,
of course.
You could, like,
don't the Micro Machine.
Well, yeah, but you're doing it with nonsense syllables now. You gotta get back into training, man. You gotta be able to condense your whole show like that.
That's right.
I mean, I just sort of assume that this show is actually that Tectonic actually runs basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It just happens you're only on the air for one of those hours. But the show is going funny the rest of the time.
That's right. Hey, you should see me off air. I'm a barrel of fun. Well, did you hear about this?
Well, I mean, can we check your surveillance devices? It's just recording you.
I don't mind being recorded here, because I'm being recorded by WFMU, which is the good guys and gals. You know, I'm like I said, I'm so honored to be part of WFMU, an organization, a community that I so deeply admire and respect. And that's why we're trying to raise some funds, because this whole operation of WFMU and all the shows, they're powered by listener donations. We rely on the listeners. So Jesse, what can people do to show their support?
Well, they can go outside, shoot some fireworks in the air, or they can go to WFMU.org and pledge there, or give us a call at 800-989-9368. We do have operators standing by. I was going to make a joke about, you know, surveillance on the internet versus surveillance on the phone, but then I look over at the very first phone in the volunteer slot, and with a sticker in friendly green letters that says, assume this phone is tapped.
That's right. That's you know, assume every phone is tapped.
You know, technology, there's maybe like a 15-year window where it was a little cuddlier. But, you know, if you then you go back
not
into
anymore.
The 60s and 70s, people are, you know, tapped phones and the technocracy. And,
but speaking of the phones, I see our phone volunteers.
They're lollygagging right now.
They are just they're lollygagging, as you said. They're sitting there, and if someone would call 1-800-989-9368, you could put them to work.
And those people that we're putting to work, if you're calling, and we'd like to thank Handy Haversack.
Thank you, Handy Haversack.
Got Robert. And we've got
Robert.
Tim down on phone number 2.
Tim.
It would be great if we could get both Handy and Tim on the phones at the same time. Last week I was in, we had, during the Kareem O'Coyle show, we had 3 people on the phones at one point. So
wow.
That was inspiring, quite frankly.
Well, so far we have 0 right now. So 1-800-989-9368.
But
you can talk to Handy or Tim or Robert.
We do have some people to thank. Michelle in Sterling, Ontario, says, sorry, I hate to say I listen online, but never miss your show. Thank you.
Michelle, thank you. And listening online is just fine.
A very nice pledge, certainly in the running for that very handy cybernetics book.
So to speak.
We've got another staff pledge here from a certain EFD.
EFD.
Says, am I actually listening or not? You'll never know because WFMU doesn't survey its audience.
That's right. Oh, that's the great Evan Funk Davies, who has been on WFMU for a long time. Another one of the greats in our history of DJs, of freeform DJs. So thank you, Evan.
Got Jen in Historia. 3 moons here from the playlist, throwing in for my badge
yes.
and a chance for more reading material, even though I will need to live to be over 300 years old to get through my TBR pile. Keep preaching, Mark, and thank you.
Thank you, 3 moons.
And I will
I
assume
appreciate the support.
Thank you on behalf of many people. And Leslie in Hollywood, fabulous Hollywood, Florida, says, Mark Hurst is a voice of reason.
Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate people listening online from all over the country, all over the world. This is the topics I try to cover on Tectonic are threats to all of us, and for the shows that tell good news, they're opportunities for all of us. This transition that we're going through as a society to this economy that's dominated by these unethical actors in Silicon Valley, this affects all of us, Jesse. It's not just the New York, New Jersey thing. It's just rolling over the entire world, and we need to have greater awareness in order to mount some kind of resistance and to build some alternatives.
And it's I find it kind of funny, not even necessarily haha funny, that our you know, somewhat goofy little freeform radio station here is the voice of reason. Like how is that? How are we the voice of reason? Why are we the people that have to stand up to this stuff?
You know, I've heard that on some other shows, because during the 2-week marathon, I always listen probably more to FMU during those 2 weeks than I would in a typical week, just because I have the marathon on all the time. I just love listening to marathon shows. And I've heard this comment on other shows where people are saying, this is the media source that I can trust. And it's like, you know, I feel that. I agree with that. And like you say, Jesse, it's a testament to the weirdness of the moment we're in that a freeform station is the solid ground for people in this landscape.
Yeah, it's both horrible, but also kind of it's wonderful in its own strange way.
It is.
Just know that there is this voice of sanity or our version of sanity, you know. I hate phone apps. If I can avoid using a phone app for anything, I will do so. But I love the WFMU app and wake up in the morning and mash at it half blindly with my glasses off and like, put it on! Get it on!
You know what? It's 100% exactly the same with me. That is one of the first things I do every morning is to turn on that WFMU app. I don't have my surveillance. I do have a surveillance phone still, unfortunately.
Fine.
I need to throw it in the river and get a flip phone or something. But in the meantime, I do have a surveillance phone. It's not in the bedroom or anywhere that I can reach. But there's a phone in the kitchen that I can turn on And it's always the WFMU app. Nice. It's the first thing I do every day.
So it would be great if people rang up these phones, get the phone room a little more lit up than it is right now at 800-989-9368 or on the computer at WFMU.org. But we have amazing prizes to give away. You know, not just these books, but, you know, there's T-shirts and, all right, there's a real phone. T-shirts and stickers and DJ premiums. And if you give a lot, we're having a DJ prom. There's, you know, go to WFMU.org. I'm certainly not going to run down this whole list of things.
Maybe
but
I could say something about the Tectonic Premium
this
year.
Do it.
It's a cassette.
Oh, yeah.
But you can also get it as a digital download. If you don't have a cassette player, you can still get it. You can still play it. But, you know, Jesse, and I don't need to tell you, you know better than I do, that there's a sort of analog media revival going on right
absolutely.
Now.
Oh, absolutely.
And working with Kirk Pearson, who composed and performed the Tectonic theme song, we thought it would be fun to put together a cassette with Kirk's four custom composed songs for Tectonic, and then to fill out the rest of the cassette with those songs that I use as dystopian outro songs at the end of every show. And so if you get this cassette or digital download, you can bathe yourself in Tectonic music for I forget how long the whole thing is. It's quite a few songs though. It's the length of a cassette.
And side two is a Commodore 64 program.
It's a virus for your Commodore 64. No, side B is more music, more of the dystopian song. So thanks to Kirk Pearson for helping with that. You can get that DJ Premium if you pledge $75 or more, or if you join our Swag for Life program, which is a monthly donation of $10 or more. And you can do either of those by calling 1-800-989-9368. 1-800-989-9368 or going online to WFMU.org.
We got a few more people to thank since the last time we thanked people in the running for your prize and some people getting your premium. We got Lauren in Brooklyn making a phone pledge.
Thank you, Lauren.
Getting the Swamp Picnic T-shirt.
Oh, that's great.
By Josh Burgraff. And also, thank you to all the artists and people who've contributed, you know, art for T-shirts and stickers and just thank you. Patrick in Hoboken says, Mark, cough thrice if you were sent from the future to warn us.
What are you talking about, Patrick?
Emily in New York in the running for the book says, live, laugh, Luddite.
I like that. I would love that. Thank you. I would love that on a sign, you know, at the entrance to some suburban home somewhere. Live, laugh, Luddite.
We've got a couple of Left Coast check-ins here in the running. We've got Teresa in L.A. says, hello, Mark and Jesse. It's part of a Swag for Life pledge, which is the very best and easiest way to help out. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
For sending us that softball pitch. Very appreciated. Thank you, Mark and FMU, for fighting the good fight. And Zoe out in Glendale says, this show becomes more prescient and important with every creepy year that passes. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Zoe. I'm sorry that it becomes more prescient, but as it does, I'm going to continue to try to comment on what's happening, point out what's happening. So thank you for your support.
And that's
where we are. Okay, so we have maybe, let's say, 3 more minutes to go. If you pledge $20 or more, you'll be in the running for this cybernetic self-help book. What's the title again, Jesse?
Success Cybernetics, Practical Applications in Human Cybernetics. Now, as an editor, I wouldn't have included the word cybernetics twice in the title. It's, you know, it's a little redundant. But
Jesse, I'm just saying, you can't miss that this book is about the new buzzword fad of cybernetics.
It's true. And the author, is this a real name? U.S. Anderson?
Yes.
How is that a real name?
Well, his initials were USA, USA. He was popular during the Olympics, apparently.
Do you have any practical cybernetics advice to offer us?
Throw your phone in the river.
I did that with somebody once. We actually threw their phone. After we did it, I'm like, maybe we shouldn't have thrown that into the actual river.
Yeah, no, I mean metaphorically.
No, I mean, this was before cell phones were
okay,
evil.
This so
is,
you didn't do it because I had said
no,
it on
no,
the show.
No. This was like 2001, 2002. This is just someone who was annoyed at being beholden to their phone in that era and wanted to physically. We walked down to the rocks in Williamsburg and she chucked it on in.
I understand,
it was dramatic,
but
it felt really good.
Yes, but if everybody did
Well,
so there's too many.
Pete Seeger spent too long cleaning up the Hudson for you to go to go throw
completely
phones
agree.
In it.
So I don't literally mean throw your phone in any body of water. We don't want to negatively affect the ecosystem more than the tech giants already have.
Is there, you know, you're familiar with the major motion picture Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Of course, yeah.
You know that like there's the vat. What do they call the stuff that they dip the tunes in?
Yeah,
like can
they
is there
them or
is
something?
There an equivalent of that for phones where you can just
well. Wow, that was loud. What I would recommend is that people in the New York area go to the Lower East Side Ecology Center.
Okay.
Again, that's the Lower East Side Ecology Center that has events all around New York City, free events where you can come and you can drop your surveillance devices there, and they will recycle them properly. Wherever, even if you don't live in the New York area, just go onto a non-Google search engine and search for e-waste recycling in your town.
And by recycle, you mean humanely destroy?
Yeah, with a claw hammer.
Because I don't want the surveillance devices going back into circulation after
that. No, I think they take them apart and they get the copper out and they get the cobalt out, and that's how I imagine it happening.
Because they have those like...
I should do a show on this.
Well, they have like the stress rooms where people, they give you bats and you break things. I think that there should be places in New York to like go break your devices.
That would be good. I'm just not sure how good
safety
that is
measures.
To be atomizing those chemicals and metals into the air. I know, I'm kind of a killjoy. Like I said, I'm a barrel of fun. Bring me to your next party so I can bring everyone down and get everyone depressed. Do you ever see that Saturday Night Live skit on with Rachel Dratch as Debbie Downer? I mean,
smile and nod.
That's pretty much me with technology. So I have to claw it back sometimes.
Right.
Who else do we have, Jesse?
We have Phil in Rahway to thank. Says miss you guys. Love Landfill.
Landfill.
Yeah.
Landfill used to be with me here in the studio. It was a call screener, Phil, and did a great job. Thank you, Landfill. Miss you.
We have Sarah in New York saying that they would have called on the Rotary but does not have a long-distance plan and just realized she does not need one.
thank you, Sarah,
for that.
Thank you for that.
So we got a whole stack here. I can thank more people who pledged before, but
we're good for the drawing. So do the drawing real quick.
All right.
Let me tell people, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Tectonic on WFMU. My name is Mark Hurst. I'm your host for the remaining 29 minutes of the show. We are in the middle of the WFMU 2026 fundraising marathon. We're trying to raise funds for the station to keep the lights on, keep the internet access on, for the next year, and we are facing a bit of a budget crunch right now because of the withdrawal of some funding that we used to get, and I won't go into the details of what the current occupant did to withdraw that, but anyway, we need your help. We actually do need your help from you, the listeners. Because you power this station. I am here as a volunteer, so I'm relying on listeners as well to keep, like I said, keep the lights on so I can come in here and say this stuff from week to week. So if you value Tectonic or if you value any show at WFMU, I hope you'll pledge. Go to WFMU.org or call us at 1-800-989-9368. Jesse Jarno is my co-host
That's
from
me.
The Frau Show. What do we got, Jesse?
Well, the person who is going to be improving their life with practical cybernetics is Emily in New York.
Yes, Emily. Woo! Congratulations.
And the moment after I drew that pledge, we got our first, or drew that prize, we have our first pledger in the running for the next prize.
Well, let me say something to Emily in New York.
Please.
I just want to say, I want to hear from you at some point over the next year.
Yes.
How did your life change when it became fully cybernetic? So you can email me at mark@tectonic.fm. That's M-A-R-K at tectonic.fm or mark at WFMU.org. Either one. Tell me how it feels.
I mean, cybernetics weren't, you know, evil at first, and they're not really evil now. Cybernetics is a theory, you know.
Basically, it was a fancy term for a feedback loop.
Right.
That's all cybernetics was.
Right, which led to sort of, you know, the early iterations of, artificial intelligence, which were just considered to be extensions of human, you know, originally a thing like a computer mouse was considered artificial intelligence.
Right, but the problem was, like, what always happens, these guys, they get in their brains... a little idea about a little mathematical theory that they can make explicit in circuits, and they look at it, and what they should say is, that's kind of interesting. What are some useful things we can do with it? Instead, they go, we've created God. And it happened back then. I mean, they were talking about, you know, changing the world and unleashing these incredible... It's like you have a feedback loop in circuits, you know. Just work with that. Just calm down. But they wouldn't, and it just went from there. All right, let's talk about our prize for the second half. This is going to be the final prize for Tectonic for the 2026 fundraising marathon. It's another book. What is it, Jesse?
The other book is by Peter McIndoe and Connor Gatos, Birds Aren't Real. Ooh. Provocative title. The true story of mass avian murder and the largest surveillance campaign in United States history.
This is a fun book. If you haven't...
Sounds uplifting.
If you have... Well, you have to understand what this is. Did you hear about the birds aren't real meme that went around a while ago?
I mean, I know that birds aren't real.
Okay, so you're already part
of it.
Not a meme, yes. It's a giant global conspiracy that birds aren't real. It's actually some CIA op, blah, blah, blah. And so this, you know, these guys had some fun with it. And then they came out with a book that is written as though they're uncovering this giant conspiracy. And that's why it has this very dramatic subtitle.
And they're still alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah. So that is going to be available. We're going to do a drawing at the end of the show for anyone who pledges $20 or more. And you can pledge by going to WFMU.org or calling us. What's the number again, Jesse?
800-989-9368. That's 800-989-WFMU. If you remember that the buttons on your phone still have letters on them. I have to say, the reason I miss flip phones, besides the surveillance, is that I could type without looking.
Yeah.
Because you could do, you know, the letters are all in the buttons.
Tactile. That's right.
Yeah.
I would like to play something so that we have a conversation topic specifically for the second half of the show, because there's a couple of things and there's a headline or two that I want to go over, Jesse. But it starts with this clip. This was something I came across on social media. I don't use any Mark Zuckerberg products, so no Facebook, no Instagram. I don't use TikTok. I don't know where this was originally posted, but I came across it on Mastodon or Blue Sky. And it's a 2-minute monologue about a guy talking about generative AI. Although he never uses the word AI, he uses a metaphor, and I find it very, very interesting. So listen to this, Jesse, about his idea of what AI is, and then let's talk. Here it is.
Imagine for a moment you have a roommate that can't stop vomiting. You didn't ask for this roommate. They were kind of forced upon you. And while you were promised they would help with rent, they don't. All they really do is eat your food and vomit on the counter. It's awful and it's really disgusting. But when you complain, you're just told, well, that's just the way it is. One day, your roommate excitedly calls you in to show you a trick he just learned. He drags you over to this morning's puddle of vomit. And to your mild surprise, it's in the shape of the pizza you made the night before. You can see the part that's supposed to be the crust and a few spots of half-digested mashed food and bile in the shape of circles that almost look like pepperoni, and your roommate is standing there beaming at you in pride. The next day, he does it again, this time with a hot dog, and it's a bit better, a bit closer, and every day he devours your lunch, and he vomits it onto your table, and each day the facsimile is a little bit better. He begins to mimic colors and textures, and soon your neighbors are oohing and aahing over his latest reproduction, insisting that they can barely tell the difference between the sourdough bread that you spent months learning how to bake and the sculpted bile and upchuck on the counter. And that would be bad enough, but one of the onlookers refers to your roommate as a baker, and that rubs you the wrong way. The next day, that same neighbor hands your roommate a quarter and asks for a loaf of bread, reasoning that it's so much cheaper than going to a bakery and buying some actual sourdough. And really, it's just close enough. And you watch in bafflement as they shovel this loaf-shaped vomit into their tote bag and bring it home. But then it gets even weirder. You can hear this neighbor as they walk through their door loudly announcing to their family that they just baked a loaf of bread for everyone to eat and that this is their work, their imagination, their passion. Then you turn to your roommate to scream, but he's back in the shower, which he uses for half the damn day every single day, letting the water pour over him as he shovels every bit of food you cooked into his gaping and insatiable maw, because the truth is, he can't vomit if he doesn't devour, and you feel like you're going insane at the hundreds of people now outside asking to vomit out chicken lo mein and pho and steak and burgers and sushi, because it's all your food, every bit of it, just masticated and digested and regurgitated, and no matter what it looks like, no matter how loudly they insist it's just as good, it's still vomit. That'd be wild, right?
Amazing.
That would be wild, right? Yeah, good thing nothing like that is happening in our world.
That was brilliant.
So he's saying basically, if there's some tool, I'm just supposing, Jesse, if there was some tool that output things that were in the shape, let's say the extruded shape of something real, that doesn't make it real. And if someone uses the machine and uses the vomit extrusion machine and out comes something in the shape of something else, that doesn't make you a musician, a writer, and so on. It doesn't make you an actual creator. You just use the vomit extrusion machine. and then to then spend half the day in the shower because I guess you're washing yourself off from all of the vomit. That's another theme to talk about, is the water usage of these.
That is honestly I can't believe those two things are tied together. Like, what if it's like not evil enough already that it's doing this AI, you know?
That's right.
You know, churning up like the history of Western literature and art and music and spitting out, you know, vomit.
All right. So
the fact that it's like destroying the environment at the same time, what a bonus!
Right.
For free. Not for free. We're paying it. We're paying them a lot of money to destroy the environment.
Well, they've bet the entire economy, and if and when there's the bubble pops, all of us are going to pay the price, especially when people like Sam Altman then go to the government and say, we're too big to fail. You need to bail us out.
Well, don't worry. There's a firm hand on the rudder.
All right. I want to read off a headline like I often do on Tectonic. By the way, we're trying to raise funds for Tectonic and WFMU.
The opposite of vomiting up.
Yes, we
content in that manner.
If you want human-made radio, this you should support WFMU. This is not generative AI radio. Go to WFMU.org and pledge your support or call 1-800-989-9368. All right, so here's a headline that just came out in the last couple of days. The headline, this is from a local news source in the state of Virginia. The headline is, Google data center water estimates go public, and residents in the Roanoke area react. Okay, so a Google data center is going to be built. This is in the, it's in Botetourt County. I'm not sure how to say that, but that's where Roanoke, Virginia is. And it's a proposed Google data center. It's a Google data center campus. And to be clear, Jesse, this is exactly what we're talking about. The data center is not simply to hold on to surveillance data, which, of course, it'll also be used for. This is the kind of data center that can be used to create the generative AI extruded vomit stuff that we're talking about. How much water is it supposed to use? According to an executed agreement between the developer and the Western Virginia Water Authority. So that is this is the official contract between the developer and the water authority in the area. How much water, and by the way, the article goes on to say the water is coming out of the local reservoir, which is where the residents of that area get their water. And the Google data center is going to be taking water out of the reservoir. How much water per day is it going to be?
I'm looking at it right now.
I'll go ahead and tell you, Jesse.
Tell me, Mark Hurst.
Between 2 million and 8 million gallons per day.
That is bananas.
Per day for one Google data center.
I mean, the thing that I, you know, every morning I see some headline along those lines that makes me want to like rip out all my body hair and just like set things on fire. And the one that I saw, I think it was today, maybe it was yesterday, I should see where my current bald spots are, was that I think the town of Corpus Christi, Texas, are headed towards a water crisis. You know, they're going to be running, I think they said they're going to be at like emergency levels in 3 months and out of water in like a year.
Yeah.
And then the asterisk basically is like, corporations excluded, you know, like they don't have to like ration their water. Right. It's just the people who need the water to live, not the computers who, you know.
Exactly. And so what they're going to say is take showers that are 30 seconds or less. Don't water your lawns. Well, don't wash your car.
Take showers at our new data centers.
But the data center gets first dibs on all of the water. And this is the thing that really irritates me. When I first started reporting, and this is like a year and a half ago, that data centers were draining the water resources, I got some notes from people who were saying, or I saw conversations online where people are pushing back and saying, well, actually, the data centers don't use any water because they just send it around and around in a recycled loop, and it doesn't actually get consumed. And yet, here we are a year and a half later, and we're seeing that Google's hired developer is putting into its executed contract that Google is going to be using for one data center over 2 million gallons of water per day.
I don't expect you to have an answer for this, but how long would it take if you gave Google the Great Lakes, how long would it take like the Great Lakes to disappear into a data center?
I mean, I'm not kidding, Jesse. That's a good question, because we're going to see fresh water reserves starting to really get used. The Great Lakes are pretty good, but you could look at, I don't know, the Finger Lakes in upstate New York, Cayuga Lake in Ithaca, or that is right next to Ithaca, New York, by Cornell University. That has a data center that is proposed to be used, and I don't know. That's a much smaller lake than, let's say, Lake Superior. When does Cayuga Lake get fully drained or half drained so that Google can put more extruded vomit into our ecosystem?
I've always wanted to live in Mad Max. It's desert everywhere.
But think, we're going to have as much AI as we want. Oh, we won't, because actually they're going to be raising prices.
Well, as much as AI as I want is zero, so 0% of zero is...
All right, we got 15 minutes left. We're trying to raise funds for WFMU. If you appreciate Tectonic, I hope you will put in a little bit of support. You can go online to WFMU.org or call us at 1-800-989-9368. What do you got, Jesse?
We are, in fact, trying to raise funds, but I would also say we are being somewhat successful at actually raising funds. We definitely have some people to thank. We have a staff pledge from our own familiar Darth Ken out in Weehawken. Says three words, full Howard Beale.
I'm not going to take it anymore!
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate
Fuller.
Your support.
Well, no, higher. You need a higher pledge level to go full.
Well, that was a
full
little taste.
Extended.
That was a little taste.
If we can get a few thousand more dollars
I'm
in the next 15 minutes,
I'm not going to take this anymore.
He's just going to do it for the rest of the time. Yeah. We've got Joe in Port Jervis in the running.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
He says this is the most important show on the radio.
Who was that? Sorry, Jesse.
That was Joe in Port Jervis.
Thank you, Joe. Sorry, I was in the middle of my Howard Beale. Ken really got me started now.
We have another staff pledge, Alan in Montclair, Essential FMU Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
So
from
true.
Ask Alan.
Oh my God. Let's see. We have a few very generous, three very generous pledges to here to thank. One is a Mouse of Today pledge from Boz in Utrecht.
Boz in the Netherlands. Thanks for your support, Boz.
The legendary Boz.
Legendary Boz.
Thanks for the information and the great interviews. Best wishes, Boz in the Netherlands.
Thank you, Boz.
Since I do not get to run down this list very often, I am going to say that for the amount that Boz is pledging, $1 a day in a non-leap year, he's getting the Mouse of Today level, which includes the emotional baggage duffel bag with a Woof Moo logo designed by Aaron Taylor Waldman, 5 DGA premiums, 1 item from the warehouse, Hoof and Mouth CD, naming rights to a WFMU fixture, a WFMU double-faced notebook, Swamp Picnic t-shirt. That's not even everything. It's an incredible array of things. We have Scott in Crystal Falls, who an incredible pledge. There's that's a secret society pledge.
Oh yes, Scott. Thank you, Scott and Crystal Falls. I appreciate your support, really.
And another back to back, another secret society pledge from Patrick in Portland, Oregon.
Patrick. Support from Portland. Thank you so much.
These are mind-bending amounts of money to be giving to this station, and our minds are so willingly, lovingly bent by it. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you so much,
Boz. Thank you. I mean, thank you, anybody, for however much money.
Every pledge counts. Everyone showing their support for this station is a vote for this source of sanity, as you said, Jesse, to continue for another year. So I really appreciate it.
Vote for Mark is a vote for not really fun, but let's call it that. Fun.
You're doing air quotes. That's a great tagline for me. A vote for Mark is a vote for not fun, but you know, maybe fun with air quotes.
Yes.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
And we've got Daniel in Horseheads, New York, says, thank you for the weekly tech doomsday scenario wake-up call updates. I'm a low-end Mac guy and a Luddite who refuses to upgrade replace my devices till I absolutely have to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know what? That is such a sophisticated tech tip that I should bring up more often, or I should just bring up on the show, which is don't upgrade until you really have to.
My last upgrade, I had somebody gut my laptop and just put an old one in it that was in better shape than my current one. Yeah. And I'm like 12 OSs behind
And it's fast, right? And
it's something. It's not emitting smoke like the last one
did.
Right.
Well, that's a step up.
And occasionally the DVD drive will deign to work.
Yeah. Who else do we have, Jesse? Are we all caught up?
That's who we got.
We've got 10 minutes left, 9 minutes left before we make this drawing. We're drawing for the book called "Birds Aren't Real" for everybody who pledges $20 or more.
I can't believe they needed a whole book for that.
WFMU. It's a fun book. Pledge to WFMU by going to wfmu.org, or you can call 1-800-989-9368. This station is unique in the radio landscape. It's the only station in the world to have 25 years of archives available on its website for free. No ads, no underwriting, no interruptions, no ulterior motives.
It's just radio.
It's good. It's pure goodness is what it is, Jesse. And it's got 15 years of Jesse Jarno. What else do you want?
Those 15 years back?
I wouldn't say that Jesse's show is fun, but I'd say it's fun with air quotes.
I accept.
I'm just kidding. It's a great show. The Frau Show.
It can be very serious.
Yes.
But no, really, I mean, this place is a miracle on ice, on whatever. A miracle on the Hudson, really. The fact that this station still exists after almost... We're 2 years away from the 60th anniversary of Freeform on WFMU, and the station itself is a good deal older than that even. But it's amazing that this place exists. Everything in the world is that Cory Doctorow word that we don't say on the air. But this station is
I call it infecalization.
Oh, okay.
We're fighting against it. And Jesse, we got two phones going. Come on, let's hear it.
We have three phones.
We got three phones. This is it. This is the last 7 minutes.
Unless Robert's making a personal call.
This is the last 7 minutes of the final fundraiser for Tectonic during the WFMU.
Can we get a fourth phone ringing?
Yes,
800-989-9368.
That's
1-800. Make Matt 5-Ash pick up the phone.
1-800-989-9368.
Oh, no, we're back down to two phones.
Oh, come on. Let's get it back up to three phones. 1-800-989-9368. Any amount, any pledge of any amount matters, because just putting your vote forward to say, I support WFMU, that makes, as they used to say in the more optimistic days of tech, that makes a dent in the universe. It really does. Every single pledge of any amount. Go to WFMU.org and pledge your support. I just have a few minutes left.
Leah, and I'm just going to read this comment. Leah and Tickle the Cat in Ozone Park say they can't bend minds with this money, but they appreciate the show in WFMU. But au contraire, Leah and Tickle, my mind bent.
My mind is bent, too.
Like, seriously, the fact that the station is listener supported, and listeners are willing to support it. Any amount of money is incredible.
Now listen, Jess, that you're missing the point.
Am I again?
Tickle made a pledge.
The paw.
Yes.
Just match the thing with the
Come
paw.
On.
Thank you, Tickle.
Let's say thank you to Tickle for making a pledge. If you have a furry four-legged friend who wants to make a pledge, please get their paw onto WFMU.org or have the paw dial the rotary telephone to call 1-800-989-9368. And you can talk with Handy Haversack or any of the other volunteers we have.
Tim or Robert or this. There's lots of people here excited to talk to you. 800-989-9368. Or, you know, if you don't want to talk to anybody, just WFMU.org it. It'll be great.
Can I say we have the great Jeff Moore is here.
Hey,
WFMU's
Jeff.
Own Jeff Moore.
Woo!
Who's taken photos to document the marathon. It is such a great community here at WFMU. You meet the best people. So talented. Everybody is here because they love it.
And that's the thing about, you know, contributing to FMU and just being part of FMU is that it is a community. It's not just this passive radio station.
Yes.
Where you, I mean, it can be. You can just turn it on and have it on in the background all day and just exist with it. But it is this world that you can step into. Like, how do you think any of us got here? You
that's
know,
right.
It's like you go to a show, you go anywhere and you see a WFMU t-shirt and you think there's a benevolent person. They've
That's
given
right.
money to WFMU.
You see a bumper sticker, which, by the way, you can get a sticker with a $20 pledge to WFMU.
Yeah, we're not leaving you swagless, even at that level.
$20,
yeah.
any amount matters to us. And we were talking about pets before. There's always one or two or three pets walking around the station. People bring in their pets. It's like an ongoing party here at WFMU.
And we certainly don't have like a data center to fund, but we do have servers to fund, and we do have tech that we need to keep updated so we don't collapse on ourselves.
This is how technology is supposed to be used. We are very frugal at the station. I'm a volunteer. You're a volunteer, Jesse.
Everybody in this room is a volunteer.
So the money goes to essential costs just to keep the lights on, keep the station functioning. That is the opposite of what companies like Google are doing, putting up these massive data centers that drain the electricity and the water of these constituencies, of these citizens, these towns that never asked for it, and in fact didn't even know that the deal was going down because their local officials had to sign a non-disclosure agreement with Google to prevent them from even talking to their taxpayers about the exploitative deal that they were signing with big tech. Ah!
I mean, that the clip that you played before was brilliant. That guy articulated things well, but can he do it for an hour every single week? Maybe. I'm not doubting him, but I know that you can.
Yeah.
Like, I know you can keep that up.
I'll be back next week with an hour of Tectonic to try to give you the bad news. Actually, I'll give you a sneak peek, Jesse, and everybody who's listening. Next week is going to be all good news.
What?
100% good news.
Is it April 1st already? Oh, wait. It is.
No, because, in all seriousness, Jesse, I try to tell people what the alternatives are, and that's good news, because we can't just say it's all bad, everything's going down. No, we have to become aware of what's going wrong so that we can identify the good things. And next week, I'm going to cover something really, really good, and it has to do with tech.
Mastodon and we're out of time. We have more. We are actually almost out of time.
We got to thank some people and do the drawing. Let's hear it, Jesse.
All right. We got Catherine in Dingman's Ferry. Very nice pledge.
Thank
Super
you,
grateful for all the info and interviews. Definitely in the running for the prize and other things. Tony in Mount Tabor. Thanks so much for the show.
Thank you, Tony.
Claire in Ridgewood. Thanks for the weekly nightmare fuel and the occasional glimmers of hope.
Thank you, Claire.
We're
going to get a glimmer of hope next week.
Chris in Arvada, Colorado says he always looks forward to his Mondays with Mark.
Thank you, Chris.
Another Chris in Brooklyn. Few more bucks. Love the show. Thanks, thank Chris. Thank you, other Chris.
Yes.
Michelle in Madison, New Jersey, getting your cassette premium.
Excellent. Thank you, Michelle. I hope you enjoy that.
And our pal, Brian the Professor in New York. He's raising his Swag for Life pledge. That's how you do it.
Thank you, Brian. I think I know which professor that is, and I really appreciate your support.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
And Handy's taking one more pitch on the
phone. And we're going to do this drawing for the
Kim's
book Birds Aren't
one.
Real.
We got we have another
pledge,
another animal, another furry friendly friend pledge.
Oh, good,
Gus the dog.
Gus the dog.
Thank
you. In
Stockholm, New Jersey.
Thank you, Gus the dog.
Thank you, Gus the dog.
Again, mind bending that our listeners' pets are able to make pledges, but I actually am not surprised. These are WFMU listeners. Do we have another pledge, Jesse?
We have Christopher in East Sandwich, Massachusetts. Tectonic is the most important radio show and the most important station in the world.
Thank you, Christopher. I appreciate those kind words. And you're helping us stay on air for another year. Jesse, we got to make this drawing.
All right.
So this is for the book. Can you read out the whole title and subtitle again? It's
yes,
Birds Aren't Real.
The True Story of Mass Avian Murder and the Largest Surveillance Campaign in U.S. History by Peter McIndoe and Connor Gatos. Thank you to the publisher for donating it. Well, thank you to the publisher for publishing it.
For publishing it, yes. So who is the winner of Birds Aren't Real?
Is Boz in Utrecht.
Boz in the Netherlands.
Thank
you, Boz. Congratulations. Thank you to everybody who pledged. Jesse Jarno, host of the Frau Show. Thank you so much for being my co-host. Great job, and it was such a privilege to do another show with you.
My honor and thrill to be here. I can't believe we're done already.
And I didn't even mention that you're a past guest. People should go back in the archives and listen to our interview about your book, Heads, which was really a great read.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Wish I could rewrite some of the tech parts, but...
Well, write another book and you come right back on the show. Or before then. But thanks again. And thanks. Who do we have to thank in the phone room?
Oh, we've got Handy Haversack right here. We got Tim. Got Kevin Nutt back here. Got Robert. Got Matt Fiveass chilling.
And Jeff Moore.
Thanks
to everybody in the phone room for making this. I got to let Dave Mandel come on.
Which dog is this?
All right.
May.
All right. Thanks, everybody. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the great Dave Mandel and give generously to It's Complicated. It's a prog rock show. Dave Mandel, you're on.
Okay.
World's shortest intro theme ever in history, probably.
That's a good start here.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This, of course, is the 2026 WFMU fundraising marathon. You know the story. We're here raising money, the money that keeps the station going, that will keep the station going for the next year. I'm Dave Mandel when I can catch my breath. And this show is called It's Complicated. And in the phone room, preparing, just about ready to get on mic, is my friend Matt Fiveash.
Yeah, not ready, but I'm on mic anyway.
Okay. That never
that's
stopped
That's how it
us.
Goes.
Yeah, that's fine. Matt.
Yeah.
Are you ready to talk yet? Can I say hello?
Well, sort of. I'm trying to figure out how to sign myself
okay.
into this,
well, I'll,
this
I'll,
computer
I'll,
thing.
I'll give you,
got
I'll,
a little housekeeping here.
I'll give you a minute to
okay.
do that. Okay. So this is the second week of this year's, the 2026 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. This is a listener-supported, listener-funded, listener-sponsored radio station. That means we get our operating money from you, dear listener. And this is the time, just once a year, that we come to the airwaves live and beseech you to, if you appreciate what we do, if we appreciate what we do here at FMU, throw some money our way. You can call, use the old-fashioned method, which is perfectly welcome. Call 1-800-989-9368. You can pledge online on our website, WFMU.org. But either way, help out with whatever you can spare to keep the station going for another year. If you love WFMU, who doesn't? Then this is the time to show your love by helping us out with whatever you can. If you're loaded, throw a sack of money our way. If you're less loaded, throw less money our way, but give whatever you can. And Matt Fibash, how you doing? Are you all settled in?
I'm almost there.
I'm clicking on the link that says
it's complicated with Dave Mandel.
I'll talk for another minute. Just let me know.
View public playlist. We're almost there, Dave.
Okay. Oh, I can feel it.
And then I need the marathon console.
Yeah. Meanwhile, call that number, 1-800-989-9368. Online, again, pledge at our website, WFMU.org. Give what you can. If you appreciate this show, if you appreciate this station, this is the time to show it. Your money is what is the fuel, the fuel that powers the engine that is WFMU. And this is the time when we ask you to dig in to your pockets and help us out.
Okay, Matt Fibash is going to be.
He's so close.
But now the mic stand is swinging back and forth, and I can't figure out how to. Can you?
We need someone to hold the mic stand. It's like people who turn the pages for classical piano players. You need someone to hold the microphone still so you can speak.
If I stand up, no.
I wish people could see. Where's the video feed now that we need it? The microphone is swinging back and forth. We'll hear it like every. Every third word that you say because the mic is just passing back and forth in front of your face.
I'll just hang on to the mic stand with my left hand, which is currently my dominant hand.
That'll work. Yeah, yeah. So Matt Fibash, welcome. It's really great to see you on the other side of the glass.
I know.
Great to have you.
Good to see you,
co-hosting
Dave.
For the show.
Yeah, I don't believe we've ever done this.
I don't think we've ever done this. We have a close working relationship here at FMU.
Yes.
We have played together in the WFMU Hoof and Mouth Sinfonia, the house band.
That's true. Although technically we've never really done that either. Well, except for maybe one grand finale when we both played. We're both plugged in at the same time.
I'm glad I don't remember that. That probably was pretty raucous.
Yeah, that was at the end. Everybody was drunk.
But Matt and I normally share bass duties in the FMU band. Matt's taking the year off this year.
That's true. I just received a new bionic shoulder.
I know.
So how's
it going? You seem to be doing okay. It's been a few weeks since the big operation.
Yeah, I'm out of the sling. Mm-hmm. I'm still a little gimpy.
Mm-hmm.
But. And I have a lot of physical therapy in my future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also on hiatus from your great radio show, Weekly World Blues.
Yeah, I mean that's a whole separate thing. But yeah, I've taken a break. But I'll tell you, Dave, it's been really great just being a listener again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, listening to the marathon without being stressed out about any of the deadlines. Like, oh God, I didn't finish my premium. I got to get the cover art. All this,
yeah.
I'm kind of like falling in love with the
station.
It's freeing,
not to have to worry about this stuff. Yeah,
It's just great hearing all the DJ. I mean, you know, one thing I really like about a lot of the shows on FMU is the mic breaks are just great. And this show is certainly an example of that. You know.
Well, thank you.
I like listening to you sort of wax poetic about whatever you're playing.
about odd time signatures, yeah. Well,
and,
thanks.
And I like hearing the DJs sort of banter with each other.
And
our listeners seem to like it, too, because
we got some pledges, some people to thank. I hope
already.
So. Before we start that, let me get the first prize lined up, because we, of course, have a couple prizes to give away. Two CDs and also a grand prize, which will be a book. Another copy of the book that I gave away last week. And the grand prize for the show will be Derek Shulman's memoir, a book called Giant Steps. Derek Shulman was the leader of Gentle Giant, one of the great, great prog groups, and I have another copy of it signed by Derek himself, and I'll be giving that away at the end of the show, grand prize. But in the meantime, let's start with the first non-grand prize. I'm going to give away the Grand Spam CD This is a French group. I don't know what the name. You think by now I would have had the time to attempt to research their name, but I haven't. The name of the group is Grand Spam, S-B-A-M. I'm not sure what that means.
Spam.
But they are great. I've played them on the show before, and they're really, really good. I'm going to play them again now, in fact. But their CD, which is called Fervent, it will be the first prize we give away today. You know, 15, 20 minutes from now or so, we'll be giving that away. So call, type or call to make your pledge and get in
15 or 20 minutes from now at the end of the show. That's the thing, like these 1 hour marathon shows, you just know, like zoom past.
It's true. Right? It's true. I've gotten used to doing a 1 hour show. It took a while, but I've adjusted, you know, my pace and everything. It's a, for years I did a you know, two-hour show,
like,
and
a switching show, yeah.
It's freeform show, and switching to a 1 hour show is really a weird adjustment, but you get used to it, and I feel like I'm sort of, I have the rhythm down. But during the marathon, it's tough. During the marathon, doing a 1 hour show is tough because there's so
crazy.
Much work to do, so much talking, so much money to raise. An hour is barely enough.
Yeah, and you get to, it's like 10 minutes to the end of the show and you haven't given away any prizes.
I know. Well, we're gonna try.
We seem to be headed down that road right now.
Well, we're going to give that prize away.